There was once a riverboat captain whose life was changed by a preacher. He built a church for that preacher, a building that still stands today. However, you don't know it for the riverboat captain or the preacher. However, you don't know that building for the riverboat captain or the preacher these days. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. It's a well-known building in downtown Nashville, but few people know its original purpose.
Well, it all started actually in 1885. It all started with a revival that was held in downtown Nashville by an evangelist named Samuel Jones. He was against drinking and all the evils that were going on in the city of Nashville.
Joshua Bronenberg says the revival attracted one unlikely character.
Just by chance that day, Thomas Ryman, who was a riverboat captain, had 35 riverboats and also had a saloon, happened to be trying to go to his favorite saloon that day, and it was closed.
Ryman learned the saloon was closed because evangelist Jones was preaching against all the things that made Ryman money. Alcohol, gambling, and the like.
So his plan was to go and run the reverend out of town, break up his tent revival, chase him out of Nashville, and what happened, in fact, was that he was converted, as it was that day. Certainly changed his opinion, and shortly thereafter, he dedicated himself to building a proper place for Samuel Jones to give his speeches and services.
So Ryman, the riverboat captain, was a changed man, now devoting his time and his wealth to build a permanent structure where Jones could deliver his message.
He's worked on planning it for a while. It started construction in 1880. The plan was to have it completed in 1891, but it didn't open until 1892 as the Union Gospel Tabernacle. It wasn't called the Ryman Auditorium quite yet. He was a very wealthy man. He didn't pay for it all himself, but he basically financed the bonds and supported it.
Of course, people don't refer to it today as the Union Gospel Tabernacle, but instead as the Ryman Auditorium. The transformation into one of country music's legendary stages is next time as we travel the countryside. In Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.